All right, welcome back to another episode of Yanks Weekly Podcast. I'm Max. This is Joe.
How we doing?
We're here. Episode three. What up, Joe?
After a little bit of a break, we're here.
Yeah, a little bit of a break. You know, they had the All-Star break. We took our own All-Star break. So today's episode, we'll talk about, obviously, upcoming trade deadline, some of the trades we've made. I like McMahon. Looks like a real third baseman. Nice to have a somewhat completed infield out there. We'll go over our hot takes. I have a fun one that Joe's gonna hate, I know. And we'll cover the today is July 30th, so we've lost one. Did we lose one or two to the Rays?
We split 1-1.
All right, one and one with the Rays. We won last night, and we got a game today.
Yeah, we'll talk Rays.
Talk Rays, and then
a little division update too, maybe at the end. Like, see, we gained some ground in Toronto, which is good. They have a doubleheader. I'm pretty sure they lost both games or something. Yeah.
And I think was Boston on a streak and just lost. Somebody was on a streak and just lost.
Boston has been like they're like a game behind, but we'll get to it. Yeah,
we'll get to it.
They were streaky.
Okay.
As well.
All right. So welcome to the pod. Thanks for coming back and listening. I'm going to up front say this. We requested some comments last time and received none.
We need to grow the audience. And
we got one, but it was me.
Oh, well, that doesn't count. Like, I'm not answering that.
No, yeah, don't answer. All right, let's jump in. You could give your hot take first.
Your takes are
always a little cooler than mine.
Yeah, I mean, actually, it's kind of a bust now. Actually, I just thought about it because the Yankees an hour ago traded for a platoon right-hand hitting outfielder. Right-hand hitting outfielder, Austin Slater from the White Sox. So this kind of busts my trade. But my hot take as of 1 hour ago is that they should trade for a right-hand hitting outfielder. And I kind of wanted it to be Harrison Bader. I think he's on the
Twins that was
now. He's kind of the man, man. Like I know he's not like he's having a pretty good year. He was clutch for us. I think it was about 22 postseason. Like he was kind of a beast.
I like him
as a player. He's a guy who loves the Yankees. Like he's a Yankees like kind of guy. It was a weird trade back in the day with Montgomery that people kind of were sour on because obviously Montgomery ended up pitching really well, not on the Yankees. So I don't know about that trade, but I think if we could get him for cheap, that would be sick. But I think it's very unlikely now that we just picked up Austin Slater. I don't know what we gave away, but I don't think it's very much. Austin Slater's kind of the same situation as Bader. Like he's like a free agent after this year, so I don't think we get very much. And it looks like with that was like, I guess you could broaden the hot take, and I guess it came true. I wanted a right-hand hitting kind of outfielder to platoon Dominguez or Grisham with, and maybe even trade one of them, preferably Grisham. I think that's possible now that we have five outfielders and Stanton at the DH. So,
So is your hot take that you want to trade Grisham?
Yeah, we'll switch it to that then. I think it makes the most sense. I think Grisham's hitting. He's hitting better than his baseball card this entire year. Like, you know, he's a career not a plus hitter. He's been a big plus hitter this year. I appreciate everything he's done for the team. But if you can go out and get some relief pitching help, like trade for strength for other team strength, like I think that's a spot the Yankees have a little bit too much talent at now is the outfield, especially considering Judge is not, from what I can tell, you know, completely done for the year. He's probably gonna be back in sub 10 days DHing.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll put him in the outfield. I don't know if they'll try and experiment the first base. We'll see what happens after, like later on in the season, because you know you can't really play both Judge and Stanton unless Stanton can play outfield.
He's throwing.
Yeah, he is throwing a little bit. It's hard to watch, like the pregame clips of him like bouncing the balls to second base.
Yeah, it's not good.
But yeah, I think at this point the odd man out in the outfield that's not long term for the Yankees is Grisham, and he probably would get decent value for a team that needs an outfielder. So I think I would look to shop him. The Yankees are definitely taking calls on him. So we'll see how that turns up. But
all right, there you go. That's a hot take. Your previous take not that hot.
What was our previous take?
You just said you wanted to not.
I want to trade for Harrison Bader.
Yeah,
I want a Harrison Bader, man. That's like it's not. I guess it's not a hot take, but it's like a random like who's thinking about Harrison Bader. There were some reports. It's a warm take. Yeah. Trade Grisham. Get rid of Grisham.
All right, my hot take.
Relief pitchers. All right,
my hot take. Volpe's turning this season around. Yes, and fielding and hitting, dude.
Well, he
He's
made
gonna
two
fit.
errors last night.
No, I know, but hold on. Hold on. We talked either last episode or the first episode about vibes and watching a player on the field. All I'll say is Volpe looked like he was having a much better time yesterday. And are you going to say, is that because he hit an RBI single and then a solo home run? Probably. However, the game of baseball for Volpe especially seems to be played like right between the ears. It's
Yeah, that's
all in
fair.
his head. He's got talent, gold glove, like he can do it. And I think if he can just keep hitting, if he can stay in the flow of things, I'm saying a Volpe resurgence for the second half of the season. And he's gonna be a big piece of the playoffs. If we go far, Volpe's gonna play a big role. That's my hot take.
Yeah, I mean, it is a little bit difficult to think about the fact that if we go far, we're gonna need Volpe to be good. But I mean, yeah,
All
I'm still
right.
rooting for him. I'm still rooting for him. I don't know about the. I don't know. Like
I
he was
think
getting,
he's
he's getting a hard
going.
booed like in the ninth. Like he had the game ending ground like routine ground ball to short. He just threw it in the dirt. Like obviously Goldschmidt should have picked it. But like if the Yankees
Yeah.
had figured out a way to lose that game last night, like Volpe would be like
And
mentally boomed,
they were
mentally
trying.
boomed. Yeah, I mean.
I just think he's gonna turn it around. There's something in his swing. It feels like he's figuring it out. Maybe that injury concern we talked about was, maybe it's fading. Who knows? But
He has been a little better since the All-Star break. You're right. I mean, he came
I
out pretty
have, and
strong.
he's always better off of long breaks. So let's see, Volpe. Come on. I love
Yeah.
Volpe.
I mean, I think they were talking about on the broadcast yesterday. I think that they should just give him a day off every once in a while too, just to like keep him like
I know.
just the mental a little bit. Like, you know, if he's not hitting well, like give him a day, like
Give
rest
him
day.
some
Like they
time.
have who'd they pick up, that Rosario guy can play
Yeah.
short. He's not very good at short, but he, I mean, he
He's
can play
okay. He's
short. Yeah.
serviceable.
Yeah, he
Also,
can
like
play
Volpe
short.
at short lately.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like you're replacing an insane defender here.
No.
So, yeah, I don't know. I want Volpe to succeed. Don't get me wrong, but I think it's just been tough. Like we talked about it. Like we've already talked about Volpe so much, but it's sometimes it's tough to
Poor
watch him hit.
kid.
Like it just you just
Yeah,
feel
it
bad. Like
is.
he's the at bats are more competitive lately, though. I'll say that after the All-Star break, you know, it's not every at bat though. Like there was in a
No.
time I think it was a man on second, two outs yesterday when like maybe the third or second or third inning, and the Yankees were at this point we're down 2 or 3 nothing,
Yeah.
and
Three nothing, yeah.
he just swung straight through like a nine. I mean, the guy's throwing gas, but like he I think before I don't know what pitch his home run was off, but there was a stat that he was 0 for 30 like on forcing fastballs like in the month of July. Bro, like
It's not a great look.
has not gotten a hit on a fastball in the month of July. Like, so
It's
I don't know
not.
what that I didn't see what pitch the home run was on. So maybe he broke the streak. Maybe that's the mental that he needs to get out of it. But
Could be.
yeah, I don't know,
Could
man.
be. I
We'll
don't know.
see.
I like him. So that's, I mean, the take's got to be hot. And that was a hot take.
All right, that's fair. That's
Volpe
fair.
turns it around.
Hope he turns it around. I like it.
All
I
right.
like it. I'm rooting for it. I'm rooting for it. Don't get
I'm
me
rooting for
wrong.
it too, dude.
I just don't
I'm
think
rooting for it too.
it'll
I'm
happen.
also rooting for like a blockbuster trade. Like, I know that's probably not going to happen, but come on, Cash. I want to be shocked. I want to be like, what? We did what? We got who? We traded away who?
Interesting. I'm fine
Or a
with
big
trading
signing.
away everyone not named Dominguez and like Lombard. I don't know. Maybe you trade Spencer Jones. I don't know. I'm not sure. You would feel really bad if Spencer Jones turns into like the next Judge. But like, it's so unlikely that that happens that
I
if you
do
can get
not.
anything for him, because he bumped up to the top 100 prospects after his like hot streak. He's like fringe top 100 prospects, so he has value, I think, for sure.
Yeah, I don't want to trade Hunt. I don't want to trade Spencer Jones.
Well,
But if
I think
it.
if you're getting a blockbuster, you're gonna have
Well,
to
yeah, but
have
like,
a headliner. You're gonna have to have
who would it be?
in terms of oh, we could talk what the Yankees need. I mean, I think that who's the there's a pitcher on the Twins, I believe.
I don't have
I
a
think
mic today,
it's
and I don't know what to do with my hands.
oh, yeah. I don't
And
know.
so I just feel very uncomfortable with my hands,
I'm
like
getting
Volpe in the box.
Volpe in the box, yeah. I mean, look, I think that the Twins are going to be a big trade at the a big trade seller at the deadline. They have a lot of they have relievers. They have Yoan Duran, who throws gas. Like, what is this four seam? The average is like 100 miles an hour. I think the Yankees do need like pen help most, but like a starter with control is also good. I'm gonna find their Twins pitcher stuff because I was looking at this yesterday. Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan, I think, has 2 years of control. He was an all-star this year. I think that would be like a, they would have to give up a lot for that. Given that his like control is 2 years, he's on like a reasonable contract. He's like in his prime. He's like 29. I think that that's what you're going to look for like in a, in like a big blockbuster trade, is like for a starting pitcher with control. Is like, that's like the biggest thing the Yankees will, like, you know, relievers
what about
as good
Sandy
as they are
from Miami.
Sandy as well. I actually don't know what his contract looks like.
I think he has,
I don't know how valuable he is, because he's been really bad this year.
Through 27.
So it's like a two more years after this. I think the Marlins are going to value, I think that one will be a little interesting, because I think the Marlins will probably value him at like, not like peak Sandy, like, you know, Cy Young Sandy, but I think they're going to value him as like a high end starter, even though he's been pretty bad. Because he came off a, what, Tommy John? Is that why he's been so bad? Like, this is his first year back.
He came off something, but he is not playing well.
Yeah. I mean, I think he got out. He had a decent day yesterday. My Marlins friends were texting me.
The Marlins are like winning.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're not very, they're like on the outside looking in. I don't think they're going to be buyers,
but
they're going to try and get rid of him. I would, I think they have to, that's what my like goal, I think the Yankees' goal for the deadline has to be at least one starter and then 2 to 3 relief pitchers at this point. I think the rest of the team is like stable enough. They got, I think McMahon was great. I mean, he like single-handedly won us, was it against the Phillies? Like single-handedly won us a game with a 2-run double, and then a, you know, stellar play that saved multiple runs against Trey Turner. Like he's playing really well at the hot corner. So I like who they got already. I think there's got a bunch of utility pieces. The core batting lineup doesn't need much to change. I'm glad they didn't give up too much for that. I just think I think relief is like the real big problem, and then maybe one more starter.
Dude, every time we go to the bullpen, I almost just want to turn the TV off.
Yeah, it's I mean, Weaver's been pretty bad, like really bad since he came back from his injury. Like, he hasn't been the same.
Everyone.
I don't think you can. I mean, you're gonna have to try and trust Weaver at some point, unless you get like legit 3 high leverage arms. So Weaver's gonna have to turn it around. Williams has been the shining bright spot.
He's good.
The lone bright spot in the bullpen. I think he's the only one I trust at this point. So yeah, that's why I think you need at least two deadline arms, preferably a lefty. You know, like a flamethrower lefty. I'm trying to think of.
We just need anyone that can throw a fast ball.
Anyone who can
fast
throw a fast
baseball.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of like flamethrowers that are available, like Duran, Helsley, Griffin Jacks, Cade Smith. Griffin Jacks also on the Twins. He throws pretty hard, right? 97. I mean, yeah, I think you need a lefty though as well. Like, I think lefty is like, they basically just have like Tim Hill, you know, like as a lefty guy. You need like an actual like strikeout, like blow you by.
Leiter Jr. is coming back soon. Who you hate?
Yeah, I don't want Leiter Jr. pitching in any high leverage in the playoffs. Well, I mean, he can be innings eater or something, but
I don't know why Boone loves him so much, but it seems like he's going to be pitching high leverage playoffs.
I think they love his,
how Boone thinks of him.
They love his peripherals. I think he has good like fielding independent pitching stats, but I think he pitches the contact, and unless the defense plays around him better, which they might now that they have an actual third baseman, and maybe Volpe turns it around. Because in theory, their defensive infield should be pretty good. If he plays like he's supposed to. No, that was a big pickup. I think they needed someone to help on the left side of the infield. Like,
yeah,
you can't have liabilities on the on both positions on the left side. Like,
what's driving me crazy lately is the just mental errors. Like, I was tweeting about this, but like seeing nobody cover first base, or seeing like just, it's just like time and time again, like mental errors.
Yeah, I mean, that's something you have to hope that. I mean, it's just hope at this point, because the Yankees have been plagued by this for years.
Hope,
like,
who
Boone's,
fixes it? Boone, the
Boone's
guy
not
going like,
to fix Boone's
made
not
the
fix
problem.
It. Yeah, you have to hope that the new guys come in and McMahon plays solid defense, and the team looks at that and says, "Hey, you know, we have to step it up to like someone's playing his heart out."
I think Judge, what was sorry.
Go ahead. Now you're good.
What was cool about Jeter and having a captain like at shortstop is, you're arguably, I think, holding the defense together a lot more, and you got to play a lot more accountability if you're playing shortstop, second base, first base, or third. Like, if you're in that infield, I just think you're more, it's a more like team game in the infield, and the outfield feels very disconnected. So Judge can't really do much with defense on the infield.
I mean,
And
yeah,
that's
the shortstop is leading the basically the entire infield, right? So like your defense kind of comes and goes with the shortstop most of the time. Double plays, like it's gonna probably you're probably fielding most of the balls, like given most hitters are right-handed. Like I don't know, depends on the game, but
Lately, we're getting a lot. Like the third base has been very important too, though. And I like that McMahon stepped in, but I don't know how much of a leader. I don't know about who he is in the clubhouse.
yeah, I would not expect him to be like, like a vocal leader like right off a trade deadline. But
Right.
I think at the end of the day it comes down to like as much as Judge can't like necessarily like contribute to defense like outside of his position, I wish he was just a little bit more had that like winning mentality like Jeter. Like, he'd be like tough on guys who make mistakes, like for like good
Win.
reason. Not like,
Yeah.
not But like, I
He
don't think
wasn't
I see
doing
Judge
it.
ever doing anything besides like hand holding Volpe, and Boone has the same mentality. So the mentality is not there. I mean, that's the sad part. So you just have to hope that the players take it on themselves
Do
to
you remember
be better.
last year when Stroman threw a fit at Glaber because he thought that Glaber had like missed a double play ball?
Yeah, I think you remember talking about this as well.
Yeah, because that's my favorite Judge moment. Like,
Yeah,
take
actually,
just
yeah.
if he actually you saw him talk to him. Like, I love that he's a captain. He's the guy. Obviously, he's like our franchise guy. But to win, I think you, especially for our team and the way it's built, it's a little different. Like, take the Dodgers, right? There's just so much overwhelming talent there. And not no one even like really speaks the same language. Like that team's like a it's
That's
just a
actually
mo
funny. Yeah.
it's true, dude. Like you don't have like Shohei talking to Mookie. Like you,
I'm
every
sure he knows a little bit. I'm sure he knows a little
yeah,
bit. Like,
there's a
come on.
little bit here and there, but it's like I don't there's no like deep communication
He's
there.
not like the
Like
clubhouse leader, right? Like, he's
no,
no,
I think everyone just knows like let's do our job and go win. And that's fine because that's how that roster's built, but like ours is built way more like a team that needs to work together to win, and you need someone that's gonna like take control of that ship, whether that's Boone or Judge or even, you
Stan
know,
is a good. I
Bell
think Stan's good like
St
that. I think Stan is like one of the
Stanton.
better clubhouse guys.
And I was gonna say Bellinger, if we extend him, I mean, he's
Bellinger's the man.
dude, he's the
He's just
man. I
awesome.
love
He's
him.
awesome. He's awesome. He's the second best player this year for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, like Jazz has been good, Trent's been good, but I think Bellinger is like priority number one the offseason, like because
Ballinger's
he's
been
gonna opt
so
out.
good.
I mean, even that game last night, like think about it, like first and third, two outs, down 3-0. Volpe made an error in the first inning that led to two runs. Like it's basically looking like a classic Yankee game where it just
Yankee
gets out of
game, yeah.
hand. It gets out of hand real quick, and then game is flipped on a dime, like with a 3-run home
Yeah.
run, two outs. Like, it's just one of those like huge win probability added at bats, like. And it's a new ball game. So like he's done that a couple times this
He
year where
does that.
he has like kind of like an ability for clutch plays. I know he's not like a big postseason, like stats wise he has been great, but like, it's always a small sample. So maybe he turns it around this year. Like it would be special. And they needed Bellinger to be good this year. I mean that's what they're getting. So I think
Yeah.
it's been a good thing for that Bellinger's here. Otherwise his team would be way worse off. Even
Yeah.
though they've been playing awful since like June 13th, I think they have like the second worst record in baseball. Like it's been a
That's depressing.
brutal 2 months.
Yeah.
It's been a brutal
It's
month
like
and a half,
right
I
when we
guess.
started the pod.
Yeah, basically. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
Cancel the pod. Someone just
Cancel
drop
the
a
pod.
comment.
Yeah, not the save the pod. Save the
Save the
Yankees,
pod.
cancel the pod.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever it is. Oh, we're talking cancel the pod. I just would be remiss if I didn't bring up we had a little bit of Twitter beef last
That's
week
true.
with the Blue Jays official account.
That was
I
fun.
don't
That
know
was
if you
fun.
can pull that up.
Yeah, I can get it. Give me a sec.
So I'll explain it while Joe's pulling that up. Essentially, I'm gonna put it on Joe and I, and I'm not gonna say who is the one writing the tweets because we move as one unit.
That's true.
So somebody was writing tweets to Blue Jays fan accounts and the Blue Jays directly and talking a lot of smack. And we lost a lot. And it
And we
was
got
not,
swept. What
we
was
got swept.
that? We got smoked. Like, yeah.
And it didn't look good. And there was a lot of frustration boiling out of us. And So we decided to kind of go on a rampage on Twitter, and we got a response directly from the Toronto Blue Jays, which is our claim to fame. There it
Yeah,
is.
there it is. We have the Blue Jays responding directly to or directly to our us calling personal enemies to the other Twitter owner. So
It's amazing.
it's good. It's good. It's
It's
good. It's good.
amazing.
We got like a couple followers off that, so that
Got a
was
couple
big.
followers. We're building a bit of a following. So, yeah,
Yeah, got to be
Twitter's
active.
got to be active. Twitter's awesome. Shout out to a couple of our Twitter friends. We might have maybe we'll have a guest pop in from Twitter. We got some good people over on Twitter. So,
Yeah, drop a follow if you haven't to the Twitter Yanks
yeah,
Weekly,
it's fun. We
where we
get
post most of the games. Yeah, there's it's
we
always
get
good content
rowdy.
there. Yeah, we
We
get rowdy
get
around the games,
rowdy there.
and there's some good takes. You know, there's some good takes too.
There's some
So
good takes, and it's fun to follow. It's fun to follow along. Just pulling that up. So
yeah,
yeah,
no problem.
claim to fame, Blue Jays hit us back on Twitter, and that was fun. So that was along the lines of the cancel the pod. Let's jump into. Do you have anything else on the trade deadline that you want other than some
I
high
guess maybe we
leverage?
just talk about like realistically what who would you be happy to give up and who would you not? I mean, we already talked about like I wouldn't mind parting with Grisham. I think it's like high value. I mean, there's also questions of whether like do we need Rice and Ascara both on the team as two like backup catcher options, or can we just
You
trade
read my
Ascara?
mind.
I think Ascara like teams would take him, like he's a good defensive catcher, like
You read my
yeah.
mind, but a little
Yeah.
bit wrong.
You wanna trade Rice?
Dude, he is very valuable.
I mean,
He is a very valuable.
Savant page is really good. It's
I
hasn't
know.
really translated to the
No.
stats.
But he's the unluckiest player in baseball.
I mean, yeah, it's at some point you have to figure the thing is he's like a dead pull hitter though. So I'm wondering if there's like some other metrics that are not like underlying metrics that are like if you're pulling the
Showing
ball that
why
much,
he's,
you're just
yeah.
hitting into like the shift or whatever. I mean, it's not a full
Yeah.
shift anymore, but you know what I mean? Like you're still hitting into
You're
like
heading into
you
it.
have a tough spot. So I have to look into that, but I think I heard some people muttering about that.
I could see it. I do think he has value. I think he has like a good amount of value, especially with, I mean, he's not good at first base, but he can play first
He can
base
play
and
first,
he
he
can
can play
play
catcher.
catcher.
Yeah, that's true. That's the thing
And
is
he can
like you don't
hit.
know what his position will really be in baseball. Like is it just going to be a DH platoon guy at
Yeah,
first, or
what's
you
it
know like
going to be?
I don't know.
Because,
That's the thing. So he's a question mark there, I think, as well,
and
but I think he shows some promise hitting for sure.
Wells is our catcher.
Yeah, I mean Wells is
Who,
gonna start. He's better at defense. Like
I
Wells
mean,
is
I,
like his
well,
numbers
Wells
are
should,
fine.
he should be a daily catcher. I don't think we should have, like, I know he needs a break sometimes, but he should be playing most of the time.
I mean yeah, I think so. That's the idea. I think
Like, that's what I'm
I
saying. So we
agree.
don't need
Yeah.
Rice. Like, I don't think we need Rice as like a this like third string catcher. Like, and we also don't really need him at first base because he doesn't have the talent at first base. We'd need, I think that's something in the off season that we go after.
Yeah, I mean that's possible. Like he might be the odd man out. I mean, you could always even move Bellinger to first base, sign
Yeah.
Tucker, bring up Spencer Jones, like whatever you want to do. So
Exactly.
yeah, I think there is potential to deal him. I don't know. Yeah, I wonder what his value is compared to an Ascara, because in theory you can get rid of Ascara and then still have price for that flexibility to like play
I
against
think Ascara's
right-handed pitchers in the DH spot.
way
Ascara's like,
lower
yeah. I
than
mean that's true.
Rice.
That's true. I was
Like,
reading some people said that he'd have some value, so I wonder how. I haven't noticed contract looks like, but
so what if, okay.
because I'm thinking you could get rid of Ascara and then have keep Rice as a backup catcher. He'll catch like every fourth day or like day
Yep.
game after night game, and then he can also. The thing I'm worried about is like, can you have him DH in case like I guess if he's DHing in case Wells gets hurt, you can always just throw him in catching and
Yeah.
someone else DHs or plays first. Like I think you can still just run with that and have both of them in the lineup.
You can make it work.
Because you might want to do that against a righty, right? Like if you have a Rice Wells, you know, a lot of lefties stack a
Yeah.
lefty lineup, like you probably sit Stanton for that,
Yeah,
so
we've like flipped our line. We've flipped our splits.
yeah.
So.
And then I again like the minor league guys, like I probably wouldn't want to get rid of Jones or definitely not Lombard, because this shortstop is a huge question mark. I think he can't be touched. Like obviously he's still far away, but he's doing better in double A. Like he's probably 2027, I think. You know, not next year, but the year after. Like give them a chance, give Volpe another year, and then after that,
I'm
Pick
not
your poison.
touching Lombard. Yeah, he's not on the block.
Yeah, I can't really get him. Schlettler is an interesting one. I don't know if you'd. I think a lot of people would think of him almost like an MLB ready talent. So I think there's a chance he headlines a trade for like a better pitcher that's like more established. Or for a relief pitcher, I guess.
But do you
It's like a
want to
selling
trade
team.
like pitcher for pitcher?
I mean, I think the thing is like, do you want him pitching in the playoffs right now? And like, I mean, he's not bad. Like, don't get me wrong, but like, do you want a rookie pitcher? Or do you want someone that like that has playoff experience or, like some sort of, like a more consistent rep? Like that's the thing is like maybe the league just figures out like, set on his off speed. Like I think he needs to develop like one more pitch. Like he's not like ready there. Like, he's like has the raw talent. Like he has the 100 miles an hour with ease. Like he has like
Right.
one off speed pitch, but he needs like a third pitch as a starter.
That's why I like, yeah, I agree. And I think he'll work that in especially in the
I just don't know if
offseason.
there's enough time, between now and the playoffs. So like, I don't know
Because
where he fits in.
I just like having somebody with some power. Because even when Cole's out there, I mean, off of Tommy John,
That is
he's
true. Yeah,
not
his
throwing as
velocity might be
hard.
down. Yeah.
Yeah. And even before that, he was never like a strict velo guy.
I mean, yeah, he's learned. He's changed his approach, like as he's gotten older too, to
Yeah, I
probably
mean
be more of a
he's
location.
great. He's goated, but he's not like I'm not gonna say he's gonna throw 102.
No, yeah, he's past that at this point. I mean, he's getting up there in age. Yeah, so I don't know. I think that's what I'm saying. So I think when you're like, oh, we need a big deal, like I would love that too. But I think at the same time, I don't want to like drop the future of like some of these guys. I think you can get away with like one or two, and like they've already been doing it with like some of the lower tier like A ball, double
Yeah.
A talent. Like I'd be fine with getting rid of some of those guys, like, as long as we keep like kind of the top end of our prospects. Again, like shortstop, you can't get rid of Lombard. Like we need to figure out
Do you think
shortstop
the
for the next
A's
2 years.
are
Don't I mean they have so much young talent. Like I don't know if they have you want what to say is Mason Miller.
so bad.
I don't know
Dude,
if
so
I mean
bad.
I'm sure they're gonna get rid of stuff at the deadline. Yeah, I just don't know what they need
We'd
right now.
have
I
to
know they
give
have a
up
lot of
like
young players.
I feel like we'd
Yeah,
have to give up like Spencer Jones
it's
and someone
possible.
else.
Schlittler maybe.
Yeah, like Schiller
Yeah.
and Jones for Mason Miller.
I don't know, man. Jones is like so intriguing because like imagine he can just be lefty judge and like
Judge, yeah.
a good
But
defender. Like,
also scary because like he strikes out so much.
yeah, and he's it's getting better. It's getting
It
better,
is getting
but
better.
I don't know. Yeah, it is a little spooky because like AAA pitchers. Like if you look at some of these pitchers
Yeah,
that he's hitting
dude.
three home runs off, these guys are like career Mexican League like
Yeah,
4.9 ERA.
exactly.
Like
Yeah, they
these
just
guys
came
are
back
not
from
real.
like Japan, Germany, Mexico, and then they're like back in the.
Yeah, they're
Yeah.
like 33 years old in the like nothing against them. Like good for
No,
them for
that's
playing
sick.
pro
Way better
ball.
than us.
Yeah, good for
Yeah,
them
way
playing
better
pro
than we
ball
could
their whole
ever
career.
do. Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, like these are not MLB level talents that
No.
he's. There's
And
a reason
he's
he's hitting
striking
three
out
home
like
runs.
30% of the time off of
Yeah.
like this. So that's what scares me. And like it only gets harder for him. Like
Yeah, that's true.
You're facing, especially like we have like very strong pitchers in our division, and I think we don't have. I wouldn't say we have like the best pitchers in our division, but I think like the average pitcher in our division is a strong pitcher. Like
Yeah, and the yeah.
you're never going against someone with like a blown up ERA or like even if you do, the Yankees somehow find a way to not make it. Seem they make him seem like a superstar on that night, so
I mean,
I
like
mean,
to be honest,
like,
yeah, you look at Drew Rasmussen was really good on Tuesday for them. I mean, it's a 4-game series, so you're getting basically the whole race starting. They had obviously had an opener, but they face no starters with under a with over a 4 ERA. Meanwhile, the Yankees are rolling out Will Warren 4.82, Marcus Stroman
how is
6.09.
Warren so high?
I don't
Dude,
know.
it's depressing.
Warren
Our
just gets
pitching's
blown
bad.
up. Warren just gets blown up. Yeah,
First
that's why we need
thing.
another starter. I mean, really, like Freed's been really good. He's slowed down a little bit. Rodon's kind of the same thing. Really, like good, slowed down a little bit. We need another starter if we want to go in the playoffs. Like we can't have just those two guys. I think we need another. Like that's like the reality.
What do you think about like Mitch Keller from the Pirates?
I think there was a lot of talks between the Yankees and Pirates. I think they mentioned his name. I'll look at his Savant page, but yeah, I think if you can get him,
He's
I mean, he
if
had a
he's
he's 4-10
through
with the 3.60 ERA, like it's not terrible.
no.
And then in theory, we can turn these Pirates guys into something else. The problem is he doesn't have a great Savant page. Throws hard, I guess. Not that hard, 94.
That's not that hard at all.
Not great on chat. I can pull it up. I don't
And
know.
I
Yeah.
want to, sorry, while you're doing that, I want to look into Fernando Cruz, because I saw that Boone talked about him on John Boy the other day, but we can't, like, I love Cruz's, okay, here's Mitch Keller.
Do you see who do you see right now? Is it Mitch Keller still?
Yeah, I got Mitch
Okay.
Keller up here.
Yeah, I got Mitch Keller. Look at Mitch Keller and then look, I don't know who's going to be more. I think if we want to actually go for someone, I think we want to go for a guy like Joe Ryan. Even though he's going to cost a lot. That's what that would be big splash. He gets two more years of control after this. He's been good. Like he's been really good.
But
He doesn't have overwhelming stuff, but he's an all-star this year. He's got, sub three
I
ERA,
would
sub three
like this
ERA.
as a big splash.
This would be a big splash. And like you
Who'd
can
we
maybe
who?
even do a big package, like, and this might be a buy Spencer Jones moment, but like I don't know, man. Judge isn't getting any younger. You have this guy that will line up with like the end of Cole, I think, as well. And you have Freed, Cole, Joe Ryan. I don't know how long Rodon's in our contract for, but like I guess we're getting Hield
You're
back.
getting me excited.
Like, think about a four-man playoff rotation of Fried, Rodon, Hield, and Joe Ryan. Like, I feel like, I mean, we were talking about like last year's AL Rookie of the Year, All-Star here, and two other All-Stars. Like we're talking about a four-man All-Star rotation.
Now you're getting me excited.
I think the Yankees have pieces. Don't
Who
trade
else?
Lombard. Don't trade Dominguez. That's the no do not trade list. Everyone else can go. Schwitler, bye.
Yeah, if we're getting Joe Ryan,
Spencer Jones is striking out too much, man. I'm sorry. He gotta go.
yeah, dude, it's sketchy. I mean, he's striking out against guys that like you gotta like.
He's also gonna be at like the peak of his value while he's just literally mashing the shit out of these AA guys. So
He's at his
I
peak
don't
right
know.
now. Exactly. Like,
I
I
think you
like
have to
that.
make a splash. I think you have to make a
Toronto's losing
splash.
right now. Okay, so who else on the Twins?
Well, Duran is a great reliever.
I
I
don't
mean,
know if
this
they're
is.
giving up two pitchers. Could we get anyone that?
I don't know if he's on it. I think he might be on an expiring, so I don't even know if it'll be. Oh, I was trying to show. I can't. I wish I could just change my screen.
Oh, you
Look
what? You
at
have to go in and
I
out.
have to go in and out, yeah.
Oh.
Like this guy's a beast, bro. This is who we should be trading for as well. If we go for pitchers, like they're selling, they're getting rid of everything. I mean,
If we got both of them for Spencer J okay. If the offer's both of them for Spencer Jones, you taking
no,
it?
we have to give more than that. We have to give a lot more than
If you
that.
give more than that, all right,
Yeah, we
both.
have to give Schwitler. We have to give Jones. We probably have to give some other like lower tier prospects.
All right, blockbuster trade. Both of them, Harrison Bader.
I don't think we need Harrison Bader anymore after we got the new guy. After we got what's his
The White
face?
Sox guy.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit redundant.
I
I
kind of
wouldn't. I
like
mean, he's not.
Harrison
He's
Bader,
very
though.
cheap, but like he's very
I
cheap. But I
like,
guess
yeah, we're just filling the lineup.
Austin
But
Slater. Yeah,
I
Austin Slater
like,
apparently is a great pinch hitter too. I was reading something
I
online.
like that.
On Twitter, someone said he's like been like the best pinch hitter in baseball since like 2016. So I'm like, all right,
And
bet.
Boone's been like big into pinch hitting lately.
Well, he's big into the splits, right? So we're facing a righty pitcher. We'll throw out seven lefties, and then the idea is that they bring in their lefty reliever to like trying to like clean up the lefties. Then all of a sudden you bring in the guy who's batting, 350 against lefties. I think that's the idea.
I like this
I think we
Duran.
have to go to the Twins because then they also have what's his face too. Griffin Jacks is also another good reliever. I think he might be a whatchamacallit, a I'm not sharing my screen again, sorry. I keep doing this. He
You
might
got it
also be
three now.
a deadline or a rental kind of guy, so he might not cost a lot, but it's
I got him controllable through 26.
so yeah, one more year after this. It's another guy that throws hard out of the pen. 27, nasty stuff. I mean, chase rate up 100th percentile, whiff rate
That's
99.99. This guy's
crazy.
a strikeout machine, bro.
That's
Like this is
crazy.
the kind of guy you need that to pitch to like they have obviously like Williams is more of like a contact guy, like you have some guys that
It
just
feels
come in
like
and just
all
throw
of our guys are
gas.
contact
Yeah, so
guys.
I think we need some more strikeout swing and miss kind of guys. So I think we need to. I would be very sad if we don't make plays with the Twins. Oh, is this live? Is Toronto and Baltimore playing right now?
I like it.
I mean, that's good. Let's go Orioles, baby.
The
Let's go Orioles.
Orioles.
Orioles are doing a great job for everybody.
We got to slide in the back into Toronto's DMs.
But yeah, we gotta if they get swept by the Orioles in a 4-game series,
oh yeah,
we have to be out there.
We'll
see. I mean, hey, the deadline is like what, tomorrow? So
yeah, Thursday. Well, it's gonna be an exciting day tomorrow.
We'll be active. Yeah, I mean, it might even be some stuff today. We'll be active on the Twitter when
we'll be active.
Breaks. Yeah,
possibly rip a live.
Yeah, we could do that tomorrow.
I think we need more followers on. Subscribers
on YouTube, right? Yeah, that's true.
Subscribe.
We'll figure it out. So yeah, subscribe. Subscribe, and we can actually run a live.
We could
show
run a live. That would be fun.
I mean, we can do like a Twitter space, but I don't know if anyone would join.
We'll see. People would join. We got.
I think you're right.
Twitter. We got. Friends.
Yeah.
That's true. Just don't have anyone on YouTube. We would like some followers, some subscribers on YouTube. We'll get there. Speak it into existence.
I want to go over the predictions for the Braves series. That was the last series we predicted.
Yeah.
We'll keep it quick. So that Yankees won 2-1. Max gave us the prediction of a 2-1 loss, and I did get the 2-1 win. So now my record goes to 1-1 on series predictions. Max drops to 0-2. Although that was a big. Neither of us got the MVP right. You went with Judge. I went Bellinger, but I think Grisham has
like
to take
it. I was like the opposite. Grisham takes it.
It for that Grand Slam. Yeah, I think we ended up losing the first game of that series, and then we ended up winning the back two off that Grand Slam from Grisham, and then I'm trying to remember what happened in the third game, but I think we just kind of won cleanly. So yeah, it was a good series. That was probably their last series win, because then they lost the Phillies, and then now they're. I guess I can still beat the Rays.
Wait, no. We lost that series. Oh, no. We won.
No, we beat the Braves.
We beat the Braves.
We lost the following series. I think there was a series in between that wasn't the Phillies. It was, who was it?
Not the Cubs, was it? No. We
didn't play the Cubs. I don't think so.
It was I forget. It was Braves. And then this is when we started losing.
Oh, yeah. It was. I think it was the Blue Jays again. We lost 2 out of 3 to the Blue Jays, then lost 2 out of 3 to the Phillies.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Tough setup.
Okay.
But yeah.
So I'm 0-2. How am I 0-2? Because I predicted.
No. We the first series we predicted. I forget which one it was. We both got it wrong. We both picked them to win. I think they lost. I think it was. I don't have this. It was a while ago. That was like pre All-Star break. So.
Okay.
We'll keep an eye on it.
Fair.
Do you want to do predictions for the rest of the Rays series? We got 2 games left.
Yeah, we got 2 games left. Yeah, I like it. Let me go first because you've been going first and winning. So let me go first. Who do we got on the mound tonight?
We have Will Warren versus Zach Little. And then on Thursday, we got Stroman versus Ryan Pepiot.
Yeah. You're such bad starting.
Yeah, it's hard to predict anything but a split at this point.
I know. And
saying we're gonna win the series is crazy, but maybe we need a crazy take here. Maybe you need to get back in the win column. You know,
I'm gonna go put it on the record. We win the series, dude. We win the series.
Oh my god!
We win the series.
That's all right. Explain what happens. Will Warren lockdown start.
No, not a lockdown start. But he's
offense explosion.
He's gonna give up. Not an offensive explosion either. He's gonna give up. I'm just gonna keep saying no to everything. Somehow we win.
All right.
He gives up 3 to 4 runs in the first inning, and it looks bad, and everyone's upset. And then
Twitter's going nuts.
Turns it around. Pitches solid through like the sixth. No more runs given up. Maybe one. But nothing bad. Pitches through the sixth. And then we have Jazz or Wells do something. RBI, something big. And Belly's, I can't go with like Belly's.
I think we should do a series MVP for the last 2 games because we can't like.
Yeah.
Like Bellinger's probably already the series MVP.
Yeah. Okay, so just for these last 2 games.
Yeah. Just like, who do you think makes a couple plays this next couple games?
Okay. So we win tonight because. Good solid pitching and then just solid offense. I think we win 7-5 tonight.
All right.
And then
I like that.
Tomorrow, Stroman's coming back and he's like kind of finding his swagger a little bit. I'm gonna go But he's not going to go deep. I think he gives up like 5 runs over 5 innings, and our bullpen gives up another like 3,
And we still win this game.
and we win like a close nail biter 9-8.
So an offensive explosion, basically.
It's not an explosion.
I don't know. I think 9 runs is pretty close to an explosion,
It's
but
our offense playing to their capabilities.
that's fair. That's fair. I mean, I don't think we're an
So,
average 9 a game, but yeah, I think
no.
we can hit the ball a little bit.
Yeah. So we'll go. So yeah, 2 wins, and we win the series 3-1. MVP. Do I
The
wait
last two
MVP?
games, not even set. You can say it. So I won't pick it. You know,
Okay. Fair.
and
I'll
we'll just rotate.
go. Who's looking nice?
Volpe series MVP. Yeah, I think you're actually. We have to check the if there's a Bet365 like page for who we're gonna pick because I who's gonna win this week because I feel like you're just trying to lose on purpose at this point. Like we, bro, you've been hanging out with the Guardians bullpen, bro. I don't know what's going on here, but
No shot, dude. Just watch. I can't wait
just
to come
watch. I
back
like
and
it.
just.
I we'll see. We'll do it. We'll cut back soon on this. All right, I'll give you my predictions. I'll keep it a little shorter, but I think the Yankees will end up splitting the series so that they'd have to just basically go 1-1 over the next two. I don't trust Warren. I think that there's a probably pretty good chance he doesn't make it through 4 or 5 innings tonight. Yeah, he does have those blow up innings, and like I just still I can't get around trusting him. I don't think the Yankees win tonight. Although I think that they, you know, they, I think they score some runs to keep it close, but I think they'll probably lose like, you know, again,
Boo,
6-7-5. Yeah,
boo,
I don't think they're gonna win tonight. I'll be a little realistic. I think Stroman, he had a bad start his last outing, but he's been pretty good since coming off. And I think the Yankees won't use their high leverage guys tonight. So I'm thinking he can maybe get through like 5 innings, 2 runs, and then they'll have rested enough high leverage guys to carry him through the rest of it. Maybe have like, you know, like a 5-3, 6-4 kind of win on Thursday. So I think they end up splitting. That's my prediction. And then for MVP series eyes, they're facing two right-handed pitchers, so I'm hoping Dominguez in the lineup both games. He is, I think, 7 for his last 16, if I remember correctly, or maybe it's 7 for his last 17 after I think his last at bat he made an out last night. So I think he's been hot. He manufactured some runs yesterday. He was on the base paths, got a bloop single, took second base. He had a double down the line. I like Dominguez for first series MVP. I'm
You're
a homer.
obsessed with
I'm a
Dominguez,
homer, but
dude.
he's hot. He's hot. He's hot right
You
now.
called him as MVP for like all three series, I
No,
think.
we only do you can't do back to back. So I think I called him the first one, and then I did Bellinger last one,
You
and
called him the
then
first one, and then he went on like his worst streak. Like,
yeah, it was bad. It was bad. Yeah, but now he's hot again. So and surely Boone doesn't bench him while he's, you know, 7 for his last 17. That would not be that would I mean it would be a classic Boone move, but
oh, it's 100% a Boone move.
yeah.
That happens.
Yeah. And then maybe you want to look at the AL standings
I
and
was
see
gonna
what
say,
we
let's
got
see
going
where
on.
we're at.
See where we're at.
I'm
I
so
can pull it up.
scared in terms of like how fast we dropped out and how little it seems like our team cares.
But yeah, it's the mentality of, you know, it's right in front of us. It's you know, we're just a few
It's
steps
right here. It's just
away.
there for the
It's
taking.
yeah, I don't know, man.
Is
That
it though?
stuff does kind of bother me. Like
We were like
there
10
has been
games
a
up.
lack of accountability, but
Zero accountability.
yeah. So this is the American League just general standings right here. So we actually are thankfully only 4 games behind the Blue Jays now because they've lost 4 straight. I want to look and see what the I think they were
Scores.
down. They're down 3-0, right, already. So,
Dude, it's getting tight though.
yeah. I mean, the Sox are right there. The Sox are right behind us. They're playing basically the same as
Yeah,
us.
but even the Rays and Orioles.
I mean, the Orioles are not. I mean, they're 12 out of the division, but I think the Rays are.
If you,
It
yeah.
would be nice if the Yankees can get 3 out of 4 and just kind of put them in the dirt, kind of thing.
Really nice.
I'm rooting for them to win. Don't get me wrong. I'm not rooting against the Yankees. I just think that with those two guys in the mound, the chances
You
of them winning
hate
both games,
Warren. You have
don't
to
like.
be.
I'm not a big fan of Warren.
I
It's
know
another
you're
reason
not.
why I want him either in the pen. I don't want him starting playoff games. Like that's for sure.
You are
And that
not a fan of Warren.
that's why we need
I
another
dude, this
pitcher.
is such a tight division.
Yeah,
Scroll
I mean then.
down for a sec.
Yeah, you want to see
A
National
little
League?
bit more. Yeah, go to National League. So in dude, we're the tightest division in terms of
Yeah, in baseball,
last to first.
top
Yeah.
three, yeah, for sure. I mean, last to first, yeah. This is definitely the most balanced division for sure. I mean,
it's
our last place team has 50 wins, and
yeah,
most other divisions don't even have 40. Like
there's
a couple of 46, 47.
If
yeah.
The Orioles win today, that's 51.
Yeah,
that's, the Blue Jays dropped to 47 losses. That's two away from us. Like things can change quick, and the Orioles, like they're a good. I don't want to say they're like a great team, but like they're not a bad team. They're not 50.
Their offense is good. Their offense is good. If you look at their, I mean, they don't look great here, but they had injuries a lot earlier in the year.
So yeah,
they've been hitting pretty well lately.
That's what I'm saying. Like you don't know who could, but that's also scary for us. Like they're only 8 games back from us.
Yeah, I think this the wild card kind of makes it a little easier to look at for like the whole. But the Yankees are really not very far in the wild card right now. Like we're so this is the thing is like it's time to make moves at the deadline. I think that when you think about it though, I mean look how many games we are back from first in the American League. Like Detroit's been awful, Houston's been awful, Toronto was really good, and now they've lost 4 straight. Like I don't think there's a clear front runner in the American League to the point where you can't say we're not going to be competitive in the postseason. Like I think you have to really try and do your best to like either eke out the division somehow. It doesn't seem likely, even though I mean we're down 4 games, but it's also 5 basically because we lost a tiebreaker to Toronto already. So I think even if you're a top wildcard team though, you still have a decent chance to make some noise in this postseason. Like there's no reason there's not anyone that I think we can't beat. Just depends on what deadline moves they make. So
it's I'm starting close. To dislike the Blue Jays more than I dislike the Astros.
I mean, yeah, division team. I don't know. I can't forgive the Astros for the stuff they pulled.
I can't either.
Those years were our years if they weren't cheating. They're not the same team anymore though. You know, it's years. I mean, they only have a few players left, right? I mean, Altuve.
They also. I was gonna make a. I'm gonna say not. Nope.
Man.
Yeah. All right. We're looking good.
Good. Let's hopefully get in a little hot streak here, and we'll keep updated with the trade deadline on Twitter.
Dude, I'm
as new acquisitions are made,
a big
hoping for something big.
We gotta do something.
I would like a twins.
Yeah.
I would like to see some of the relief pitchers or Joe Ryan come to the Yankees. That would be ideal.
That would be.
If it costs Spencer Jones, so be it. I think you got to make a run while Judge is still. You know, you never know. Judge could get hurt next year. Like you know, he almost got hurt this year. Like we'll see how if he comes back at full. I mean, they know more than us. Like. All right, if he's going to come back and be able to play.
Exactly.
At his
what are you
going to
do,
potential.
Put Stanton out in right field? It's not a good look, dude.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Oh. Figure it out, but I'm okay with shipping Jones, honestly. I'm okay with it.
If we get a good controllable starter, I think it's definitely worth it. I think they have to give up Schlitter, Jones, plus some more. But I think it's something you have to be okay with. Hopefully they don't ask for Dominguez, and hopefully Boone is not, or Cashman's not stupid enough to get rid of him, but... We'll see. If they do that, then I'll be pretty sad. So.
Oh yeah, you will have a depressed.
I'll be pretty sad.
It'll be
bad, bro.
It'll be a really bad day.
Like you think I'm negative about the Yankees?
Oh,
about Volpe, about Boone right now.
Dude, if Dominguez is gone,
oh, it's over for everybody. It's over. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
He's not gone.
So now we'll probably do another episode after the trade deadline, maybe plan to release for Sunday. I think that'll be the schedule, once a week on Sundays.
We keep trying that and it's not working.
Yeah, but well, that's the plan.
We're busy. That's the tentative plan. But
tentative
also
plan.
Like,
weekly podcast comes out once a week.
Yeah.
You know?
But we could. But maybe sometimes there's like 3 in 1 week.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. Depends on how busy the weeks are, right? Exactly.
This week's kind of a good week to have another one.
After the trade deadline,
yeah,
Friday or something.
We do today, and then trade deadline, and also the series wraps up.
That's true. Yeah,
so it's
we could do something like that.
That's a good time. So we'll figure it out. Subscribe, like.
Leave a comment. Appreciate it.
Throw a comment out there. Just like maybe one.
We'll see. All right, don't be begging.
All right, yeah, don't
The comments will come. The comments
I
will come. We would appreciate comments.
I would
appreciate comments. Oh,
I take
right.
it back. I don't want any comments. I don't need your pity. I don't need a pity comment.
Nah, we'll be all fine. Right. Appreciate listening. We'll see you guys hopefully pretty soon for the next episode.
Thanks for sticking with us. Yanks Weekly Podcast brought to you by Max and Joe.
Bye, guys.